We're going to start our RC2IRT then. So without any ado, I want to welcome everybody out there. It's the 8 o'clock hour. We've got the RC2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club on. We meet every Thursday, unless we have a face-to-face meeting at the beginning of the month. At 8 o'clock to about 9 o'clock, we chat about anything from ham radio to just about anything you throw on the table there, and we're open to everybody, transit employees and non-transit employees alike. So right now I'm going to stand back, and I'm going to talk too much, take a couple of check-ins, and then we'll get tonight's K2IRT group on the air. So if anyone would like to check in, come in now.
Kilo Fox 2 with Kilo.
KIN.
We have Andy out here, KS2WR, and then we have an IN. Come back again, please, with the call.
And 2 KIN.
2KIN, Dennis, how you doing there? By the way, Dennis, look great on the internet there. We'll pick up Andy first, and we'll go over to Dennis, KS2WR, hopefully in a warm power control center. You get WA2AXE for the K2IRT group.
KS2WR, coming from the seat of WA2AXE. Yes, we're in the warm power control center tonight instead of on the roof, different location. And things are going good. Hello, Peter. Long time no here. How are you? And Dennis, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Mark, you said something about the internet. Are we on the intranet there yet?
Yep. Greg and Dennis have us on 10. So if you get on the 10, the intranet and the transit, click on Leisure Activities. You pick up K2IRT, the Transit Amateur Radio Club, and we have several nice pages in there. The guys did a great job, Ed.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Well, hats off, fellas. Thanks so much for stepping up to the plate, Dennis. And, yeah, way to go. After the end, I'm going to go check that out without delay.
KM2WR.
All right, Andy. And for everyone's information there, we followed Abe's advice last week, and we took the ASU radio that I picked up and stuck it in the office in the control center. And since we don't have a 2-meter antenna, we just plugged in the 20-meter vertical. Not the best in the world, but, you know, something, full quieting over here. And I decided to take his advice, too. I plugged in my vertical, and I'm running off of that. So right now, let's turn it over to Dennis, N2KIN, WA2AXE for the K2IRT group.
N2KIN, I'm not sure how good I'm making it this time. Coming forward a little bit. Just a little while ago, World Trade Center here. Just walking home, about to go into the underground pretty soon here, so... And some of the guys on the website, it's not just me, but it's also Greg and also the Times people. They did a great job in getting the website up. So that's it. We probably won't be up here anyway. So anyway, I'm going to say hi and bye here at the same time as I'm going into the tunnel. So yeah, no problem. Have a good sit. Have a good evening, have a great night, and I'll catch you later.
All right, Dennis. I heard some other noise in the background there, but we're going to catch you later. And once again, thanks to you, Greg, and everybody else who put in the work to get the webpage up and going. Now we just have to wait for more people to come in and...
see that we're out there now on the web, and we'll probably get more information as we go along now. Let's turn it up to Peter again, WB2SGT, and the saga of the reverse brakes. Go ahead. WP2SGT, you got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WP2SGT. Yeah, I'm sitting here on my computer with an email from my two arrays. Well, these are my jobs. I'm up at Sked. And, you know, it's a turnaround to Metro North. The Long Island Railroad has the little people sitting in the shop waiting to run the wheel touring machine. I never heard of 40 plus 40 before until the other day. The subway guys don't get this kind of thing. So, if it's overtime, I guess it's legit.
Well, it doesn't, Peter. As I said, as long as the work keeps on coming in, and it gives you something to do there. We've been testing out to do all 142s and 143s on the test track. In fact, our friend Bob's been going out midnights and doing the regen testing now, working with Siemens, Alstom, and of course, Bombardier and Kawasaki, and doing a lot of work out there. They're finally ironing out some of the bugs that made the regenerative system not work originally. So whatever they learn, hopefully you'll be able to put it through the entire fleet when we have a chance to do that. But in the meantime, he's having fun. So far, he set two trains on fire, and a couple of motors fried, some wiring too. So he did a great job. And, well, that's the fun of experimenting. You get to give the toys back after you're finished playing with them. So, Andy, we're going to turn it back over to you, KF2WR, in the control center. I like hearing that radio for the first time. Come on in. Yeah, nothing like a good Yaesu radio, that's for sure. These things are really tried and true. Hey, a quick question with the regen trains, you might know. When they come into a power-off area, or an area is the power is removed that's just regenerating, do they have the sensor circuitry to also stop the train from regenerating?
WB2SGT.
We're out there, and yes, we do. In New York City, well, our DC isn't pure. We have 12 pulse rectifiers that put out that 720 hertz signal along with the DC. So when the train's slowing down, it's looking for that 720. And when the power is off, that 720 on the third rail disappears, and that's the cue for the train, hey, don't regenerate, don't fry anybody on the rails. Go ahead, Peter.
That was the original problem with the Bombardier R-142s. They were set to search for other R-142s on the track to put power back into the track. And they couldn't find them. So the regen was shut off. And Kawasaki did a little better. Their system found each other's trains. But what you told me about 720 cycles is something new.
And, well, that's how it works over in our subway now. They made some modifications. And the trains aren't looking for each other anymore. It's just looking for the 720 hertz signal. And if it finds it, if it's keyed up the right way, it'll pump some power into the rails. they had some initial problem where it was pumping power to the rails for only a second or two and then it would stop. And they're ironing out those bugs now to at least get 15 seconds, because the trains are zooming along, let's say, at 30 miles an hour. And we're trying to get it to regenerate all the way down to a little bit less than 5 miles an hour. It's starting to work now, and they're getting the bugs ironed out. Is that good enough for you, Andy? KF2WR, KFWA2AXE, and the K2IRT group. Yeah, definitely good enough, and it just makes so much sense. You already have this 720 hertz sitting there. Use it as, you know, use it as a beacon for this thing to work with. And I imagine it's got to be real sensitive to have this thing come down low enough and hold it in just long enough to get to that last few miles an hour where the brakes can take it over and use it that way. So that's very good. And it's just something that's there and utilizing. I love it. And, way to go. Hey, Bob, I'm really liking sitting in the office and being on the roof. You know, I'm missing the window that I was looking, but, I'm liking the, especially as the weather's starting to turn here. KF2WR. All right, KF2WR, WA2AXE, K2IRT group. Well, you know, what we'll have to do now is put a TV camera on the roof station into that, Emporium over there, and we'll probably put a direct feed and get a chance to look and see what's going on over there. Maybe with the Zoom capability. So I'm going to sit back for a second and see if anyone else wants to join us on the K2IRT radio net. Come on in. All right, with nothing heard, I got a couple of emails from Wally. We were going to head out to Hamels on Saturday about 12 noon and do some work. So it looks like it's only going to be Wally and myself. We're not going to have enough people to go out on Saturday. So what we'll do, if we don't get enough people by email tomorrow, we'll just put it off until Sunday morning. We'll get there Sunday. We'll put the antennas up quickly and get back on the air. Again, K2IRT is heard every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. And radio club. If anyone wants to join, just step back for a second here. We'll see if we can check in. And then we'll continue around the roof. Yes, K2IRT, let me check. Alright, nothing heard. We got 160 meters on. And you guys are banging in here at 10 over. It's going to be a good night on 160 tonight. But, got a couple of emails from the Northern Long Island chapter of ARRL. And they came out with the field day for NLI. And I think out of the 20 or 25 entries, we came out number 4 for field day last year in Northern Long Island. So, believe me, we're really getting up there. And to get that award from ARRL for the UHF-VHF contest being number 1, my hat's off to everybody at K2IRT. I think the guys really came together and did a fantastic job. I think we do a more fantastic job in the cold, because we try to get the antennas up quick and get back into the warm area. Back to you, Peter. WD2SGT. Got WA2AXE. The K2IRT.
That one, WB2A. Yeah, I just got an email. Oh, we have a great news for you. That is awesome. Well, I'll figure out what's wrong with you. Can I track that? Somebody please. Yeah.
listen, I know how those emails really go there, and I like it when I get emails from a rich uncle or relative from Bolivia who said he came into money, and they'll be glad to send me the money, only if I give them my Visa account number. Yeah, right. That's one thing we'll just stay away from. As I said, it always sounds too good to be true. When they finally knock on my door for Publishers Clearing House with the $10 million check, then maybe I'll believe them then. All right, Andy. So, as I said, it's a nice little setup we have in the office now. But I'm going to get the antenna over there set up. We have to get something set up to the desk. So at least you can sit over there when you're on your lonesome there and do your thing. KF2WR, KFWA2AXZ, to the K2IRT. WA2AXZ, KF2WR. Yeah, I'm going to, about the weekend coming up here, I don't know if I can commit to Saturday, so I don't know, like you said, I don't think we're doing that. But we'll be there Sunday morning with Felburn, and we'll get the coffee, and I imagine we'll have this everything up and running there before 10 a.m. What's the start time on the contest level?
From what I'm told, it's just about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, so we have some time to set things up. So we're not going to worry about it. We're not going to rush. We only have the two antennas. And it's nothing more than raising the flag on Iwo Jima for that monster 80-meter thing we built. And stretching the Wally beam up between the two buildings. So we'll get that up. We'll get a tuner or so. I left Wally and the gang a couple of emails that I'm going to have the ICOM 718 in place, and I'm also going to bring the ASU 857D, that little setup. The ICOM will have to go on to the ladder line because it's set up the ladder line, and we'll have to use the ASU with the auto tuner, the LDG tuner, right into that. Go ahead.
That's the fun part.
You know, we tested it down on the floor. We put the ladder line on the real ladders. I can't wait to do that again and get a picture of it. That's a winner right there. So we'll either do it down there, or if we can string it downstairs and then back upstairs through the window. You know, there's so many different ways we can do it. You know, that upper room is a little bit warmer, but we can always find a way of keeping warm downstairs. I'll have the coffee pot going. Go ahead.
Now, as far as the ASU goes, that the LDG tuner, I see them a lot in the magazines. Are you happy with it?
It took a little getting used to. Now, right now on the Jeep, I run the tri-band of the 20, the 2040, and the 75 meter. And when I do the automatic switching of the band, all I do is touch one button, and the tuner tunes right in. And depending on how long you touch the button, if you touch the button for 1 second, and it happens to be a frequency or a range of frequencies that you tuned into in the past, you hear a couple of clicks and clacks, and you're tuned in. If it's a new frequency, you hold the button in for 3 seconds, and you let go, and it automatically keys the transmitter for about 2 to 3 seconds, and that's how fast the tuning takes place. You get a green light, and away you go.
Wow, that's really sharp. That really is. So I see them there. I mean, they're in the back of every magazine, and they made up so nice for those two pieces of equipment. You know, that's definitely the way to fly.
As I said, this is only good for 100, 115 watts.
It's the LDG 100. If you're thinking of going sometime in the future to any a bit of power, and this is what happens. You start small, and all of a sudden, hey, you know, I'm going to start getting myself a 200 or a 400 watt solid state linear for the car. Then you're going to have to go for the big gun, the big SGT2M. I've seen those too. I have a couple of friends from the 72 Rancher that have it. And George W2LEI stuck it in the back of his Chrysler minivan. And he has it set up in such a way that it's hanging upside down under a trunk lid somewhere. And it's perfectly happy doing its thing there, guys.
And I imagine it leaves a nice little warm spot on that trunk with all said and done, huh?
Like the old saying, snow will never stick.
It's like our cable runs in New York City. You can always tell where they are. You can see it snowing, and all of a sudden you get these nice straight lines down the block. And that's where they're cooking all the cables underground there.
All right, let me sit back for a second, see if anyone else would like to join us. Again, this is the K2IRT radio group. Heard every Thursday from about 8 to 9 o'clock, talking about anything from ham radio to whatever you throw on the table. We're the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, you don't have to be a member to join us tonight. Just check in and be part of the fun. Again, you have WA2AAG, the K2IRT group opening it up. Sounds like we're going to have a quiet night today, Pete and Andy. I know the guys were out busy running around doing things today. And soon enough, it's getting close to the Christmas season, so everyone's going to have their own ideas of what they want to do. Let's turn it up to Theta one more time, WD2SGT. And you got WA2AG here for K2IRT.
WA2S and WB2S, we've had a big timeout. So a lot of what you said was what? You know, one good thing about Bombardier is Christmas. We get time off from Christmas Eve through not part of our measly holiday schedule. I guess it's a Canadian trend or tradition. All right, turn it back to you.
All right, the B2SGT, the K2IRT group. Every company is different. I know, our guys get Christmas and New Year's Day, and they get Turkey Day. But in the case of Andy and me for many years, when you work the rotating schedules like we do, we've been getting used to eating White Castles for Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners lately. And, I did that for almost 30 years. We had a White Castle just down the block from our old substation in Brooklyn. And I remember coming in on the 4 to 12, picking up a sack, and that was a big Thanksgiving dinner for the night. But this rare was starting to get to the holidays again, and the funny thing with me, I'm actually going to be off on Turkey Day. So what happened? My daughters are working. So it's just going to be me and Grandma. What are you going to do? All right, Andy, I'm going to turn it over to you. And by 8:30, if we don't get any more check-ins, we'll put a clamp on it for the night. And I'll have a quick chat with the guys on 160 for a little bit, and then head out to the Betty Buy. KF2WR, got WA2AAG.
Fine business there, Bobby, fine business. Yeah, the cycle has come around, hasn't it? Where the daughters are going to be working and you are going to be off. Yeah, isn't that the whole cycle of life there?
Yeah, I'll be spending my fourth Thanksgiving up here this year. Our little tradition up here lately has been we go to the Renaissance Diner down there on the 9th Avenue. Has got a pretty good deal. It's like $22, and you get turkey and stuffing and mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce and gravy, and you get a piece of pie for dessert. You get the salad. It's the whole shooting match you get. It's like $20 or $22. So we usually wind up, you know, buying 5 or 6 orders of that. We come up here, we set the table up like the family that we are, and we just enjoy and smile, and you know, just make the best of it. That's what we do. And okay, yeah, it's about 8:30 now. So with that, I'll probably tie a ribbon on it here. Plus, do a couple lines. Of course, Peter, it's been good hearing you. And if I don't speak to you again, Peter, all the best throughout the holidays there. Try to stay well, my friend. And Bobby, I'll let you tie a ribbon on it. It's KF2WR. All right,
KF2WR, WA2AZ, and the K2IRT group. Well, I tell you, got a little work on that radio there. If you notice, if you follow the microphone down, there's some tape. Now, the previous owner was a teenager, never got his ham license, and he only used this thing to listen. My question is, I don't know what he did with the tape. I don't know if he did a repair under that tape. So when I have a few minutes, I'll just cut that off and just see what's down there. But I will be looking for another microphone to that. I have all these... got all these aisle mics, everything set up for ICOM right now, but I'm thinking of getting something set up for the Yaesu. Not only for that Yaesu, but the 857 I have in the car. So maybe I'll get a better mic all the way around, and we'll see what we're going to do then. Let me just open it up one last time for a check-in, and then we'll get Peter on here, and we'll close it up for the night. Again, this is the K2IRT radio group. If anyone wants to join us, come on in.
This is KC2QO. Check in. My name is Tito. Sorry I caught you guys when you were wrapping it up, but anyway, here I be.
Hey, Tito. KC2QOA?
KC2QOS. QOS. Quebec,
Oscar Fox. All right, KC2QOS, you got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. Yeah, well, as I said, it's been a pretty light night tonight. The gang is probably resting up because we're going to be out there in the wilds of Hamels in the Rockaway doing a contest, an HF contest. So I don't think they want to get talked out. Over to you, Peter.
KC2QOS, I do well remember Hamels Y. I'm a retired transit worker, and we worked Hamels Y all the time. And as a tunnel lighting guy, we had to light up that tunnel many, many nights.
Know that only too well. How far back did you retire?
Oh, Lordy, in 2 weeks it'll be 8 years.
My word, that's a long time, man. 8 years retired. I'm getting close. I've been working there for 38 years, and I'm still tying up a couple of loose ends here in beautiful Brooklyn, but I think maybe when I hit 40, I'm doing some work with the Transit Museum. We're working on a special exhibit, and I think once we're finished with that, I'll pack it in and probably move to Lake Wobegon somewhere.
Alright, Vito, KC2QOS.
Got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
Yeah, KC2QOS here again. I remember that Transit Museum well. Our department did most of the wiring for that from the beginning.
I tell you, if you haven't been there recently, they've done a major overhaul in the museum itself, gift shops,
the mezzanine, and especially down on the train levels there. They're starting to rotate the stock, as they say, and they're bringing some of the older rolling stock in and keeping things fresh. So they're having a good time. They're having a good time down there. So I'm happy to be part of it. We had the big museum gala last month, and it's just amazing to see how many supporters, big-time supporters, are supporting the museum. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Tito, KC2QOF. I'd like to do that. I think I will pay a visit to the museum. It sounds like they did quite a bit of work back in the day.
I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it. It'll bring back a lot of memories. And, just tell them Moby sent you. And they'll still charge you full price. Sorry about that. All right. So, let's just see if anyone else wants to check in here, or anyone else wants to come by and join our merry band. Come on by.
November 2, ICL.
November 2, ICL. How you doing there? You got Moby here from the K2IRT group. How you been? What's up?
Yeah, I heard about the group through the Landmark Ham Fair. I have a silly question. In the tunnels, in a pinch, would a GP fit?
A GP5, maybe? I don't know. It's pretty tight.
Oh, yeah, the angle here is Kevin. And I'm only running a 6 watts from Woodbury, New Jersey. But my antenna seems to be doing a bang-up job.
I tell you, Captain Kevin, you're coming in here full quiet, and you sound good over here. And, as I said, they tried to move in some large equipment, but down in our tunnels, probably been down there. Transit has to order specialty equipment, special diesels, special flat cars. Everything has to be of reduced height. We even have cranes that sit down there. And it's just amazing how we get the track work done, right?
Yeah, this is Andrew ICL. I've always had an inkling to visit the Transit Museum from the first time that I heard about it.
Hey, well, what you should do, definitely before the end of Christmas season, before January, Transit Museum is running a special exhibit at Grand Central Station. So if you're heading into Manhattan first, head to the Transit Museum at Grand Central Station. They've got a model railroad exhibit there to be the band. And they're selling trains and items, too, at the museum store. So you start over there and... maybe you can head over to 53rd Street, the Citibank building. They put up a monstrous model railroad exhibit out there, guys.
Oh, yeah, 53rd Street. If they have anything like rail stickers, I'm a great one for stickers.
What you can do is take a ride down there one day and enjoy. And then once you hit that, then you go to the regular museum. That's at the Borough Hall station on the IRT, or that's the J Street station on the A train. And you walk over to Borum Street, and you'll find the Transit Museum underground. That's the old Court Street train station. It was the end of the line for one of the old IMDG trains years ago. But the station was abandoned, and they never extended the line. So it was turned into a regular double-level museum. Pretty interesting. Again, if you're into trains or anything to do with trains, subways, Metro North, they've rolled the museum into a regional transit museum. Go ahead.
Well, I've always had a bit of a fascination with the heavy hardware. My house in New Jersey is only it's only about five houses away from our local Jersey Transit station. And I've seen them upgrade the rail and upgrade the signals and from my younger days, I've seen all different kinds of freight equipment and passenger.
W82AXZ of the K2IRT group.
Yeah, well, that's the fascinating thing. You've got a group of either employees or people approaching our age or some older people along the way that grew up with trains, especially the ones that grew up with model trains. And there's always been a fascination with making the connections and making the trains run and then finally bleeding over to the real train world itself. Today's generation, the kids don't know anything about the train, but they'll sure tell you how to work the cell phone, go ahead.
I remember when I had to get more and more track for the old gauge, and not knowing about back then, I used to use sandpaper to clean off the rails when they were a little corroded so that I could get better conductivity to the model locomotive. If I had realized that I should have never used anything abrasive on the rails, that I just should have used a little maybe alcohol and keep them oil, they would have lasted a lot longer.
We know that.
Definitely. What you did was you wore off the tin plate on the tracks and it corrodes even faster. You get a nice layer of rust and insulating layer. It's interesting, though, when you have the train zooming along at high speed, all the sparks you get out the bottom. But they have some new tracks now. If you check into the magazines at the old train shops there, we've got the stainless steel track, the Gargrave track. Everything is preformed on real wooden ties. And that seems to hold up much better. Holds up much better there. All right, give me a second there, Kevin. Let me see if anyone else wants to join us, and we'll go around the list again. Again, this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, here every Thursday night for an hour or so at 8 o'clock. Talk about anything from trains to ham radio and whatever you throw on the table. My name is Lobi, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu for the K2IRT group. And we're looking for additional check-ins before we go to the top of the list. Come on in now.
Lobi, do you know anything about the Martian Vine trip?
WB2SGT. No, what is it, a special fan trip?
Yeah. Most of the fan trips the past couple of years will run through my design. I'm not posting nothing on the internet. They were great. But questions came up about where the money went, who collected it, and where it went. I mean, I had some great, great trips. How about like 9 hours on a freaking train?
That's a long haul, Peter. That's a long haul.
Yeah, you know, we used to be involved in the March of Dimes. They had the walk-a-thon and other events in New York City Transit, as well as at the other MTA agencies. And you're right about the questions being raised. Is life in America is one big scandal. So what happened was, thanks to that one little problem that they had, they pretty much shut all the charities out of the MTA organization now. So we're not even allowed to touch that. You know, you can do it on the side, but you can't be coordinating it through the MTA anymore. And it's sad, too. Because these are good people. The March of Diamonds did a lot of good work there. So did the other charities, for that matter. But, unfortunately, greed rules the roost. Go ahead.
Yep, I'm not going to go with details. You know what I'm talking about. I posted on Substack. Maybe one time you might want to check out SUBCHAT.com. And you would know my posting as Traction Motor when you see them. I brought up this net on the board. There are a lot of TA people, a lot of ham on Substack, but I left it for them to search through the N2RLW. If they want to be here, they're going to be here. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was stunned. You had somebody on here said, "Oh, Peter, are you Traction Motor? I fell apart." So they know about this thing.
Hi, W2SGT, WA2AXE for the K2IRT group. Yeah, Peter, the word's getting around. As I said, the K2IRT group has been around for, well, going on 4 years now. And the guys are really starting to come out of the woodwork. Now with the website that we started in the MTA, the internal website, and now that Dennis and Greg are working on the outside MTA website, we'll have a regular link that anybody can just put us in Google and look us up, and boom, we'll be on the map there. So yeah, word of mouth more than anything else. And like any good club, we don't force anybody to do anything. We sit back. We're pretty well laid back. And the guys are having fun with ham radio. We're having fun with things. All right. Let's see. I think Andy cleared KF2WR. Let's see if Tito is still with us. KC2. QOS. Are you still with us, Tito? Come on in.
KC2QOF, yeah, still on board, just taking it all in, a good conversation, hearing you guys talking about old model railroads. Wow, that goes back a long, long time.
I tell you, one of our power controllers, if any, knows that I do some collecting on the side, and I have all the books from K-Line, MTH, and some other groups there. And he heard about the new Lionel Hogwarts Express from Harry Potter. This year, K-Line and Lionel, I think they merged together. And they became one company now. And they came out with this special train set with the steam engine and the wooden cars from the movie, Harry Potter. And he and his family are so excited over it that he's picking up a set of the trains. Going to run 2 4x8 sheets in the basement, trying to get them out where the castles are, the lakes, the train station, 9 3/4. That's the train station number, by the way. And it does my heart good to see young people enjoying the trains. Go ahead.
Oh man. Big men, little men, and their boys. Love it.
WB2SGT.
Yeah, we got Pete Brad there. You have to remember one important thing. For the man who plays with trains, it's Christmas all year round. Yeah, Pete.
I love that one.
My father was gone. My mom brought out the boxes. And I put this little figure eight outfit out. Well, it's post-war Clarendale. Not the metal thing. And, I have a Pepsi Electric and a book here. And, yeah. It don't work. It doesn't work on 4x8. Need two sheets of plywood.
And you've got different types of gaugers there. Some hit the 31-inch radius, some have to go to 41 or even larger. They have some monster trains in the Lionel catalog. And for me, monster is, you look at the price, you're looking for $1,200, $1,500 for the engines there. That's for people with plenty of room, plenty of track, and plenty of money in the bank, really. I think the trains are starting to getting away from the people because they're making it so darn expensive. Hey, when I was growing up, you could pick up a Hudson for a big $20. And, you know, that's what started my trains going when my dad set up the first train board in the basement. Matter of fact, his first train board is still part of the wall when he finished the basement. That you can just pull the side of the wall down and a 4x8 sheet comes right out of the wall and becomes the play area there. I tried to get my daughters interested in radio and interested in trains, but they grew up and they got interested in boys, and well, that was the end of that. All right, N2ICL, come on in and make one, Kevin. It's all yours.
Thank you, Moby. I'm here and I'm listening. I heard one of the city repeaters, there's been some kind of noise problem. And that reminded me that at one time, there was a repeater pair. If I remember, it might have been Jacksonville, Florida, where I lived for quite some time. But there was a repeater that had the same pair reversed, and it might have been about 100, or it might have been up in Georgia somewhere, if I remember. And when it would come up, and this was back in the days when they used only a carrier squelch to bring it up, because of the bandpass of the radios, it sounded like a fire alarm bell.
That had to have been something there. Well, between the noise and between all the other inconveniences we have, I had to tell you that the CMA and ROW repeaters are fantastic. We worked with Bridgeport. He took this one down off of the one building and then he installed it elsewhere. So the 2-meter antenna, the 145-230, is doing a fantastic job now. And now that I threw an antenna up on the roof and I'm plugged into that, it's even better. Hearing a lot better, and hopefully everyone is hearing me a little bit better. One of the great things, if you go to the websites, you type in N2RW, you can find all the links. And it was amazing that, and I told the guys, I was over on Flatbush Avenue getting gas at a Hess station, talking to somebody in the Napa Valley, California. Because apparently on that day they had the repeaters link cross-country or doing an internet connection. But just surprised, raised my eyebrows when I did that, get it?
It was only yesterday, I heard a link come up, and somebody from New Zealand put out, he said, CQ New York. And before I could get up across the room and just look and see where my scanning stopped, I guess he'd given up, and nobody came back to him. And I don't know, after a little while, the link went down.
Well, It's a shame, but like everything else, you got to jump on it right away when you have a chance to get to it there. You know, on 40 meters at night, we have a group, the 72 Rancho Night Watch, kicks in about 7 o'clock on a 7.193. And it's just a group of guys that normally meet during the days on the regular 7272 rag shoe. We started something at night. A fellow from the Azores, Gary, kept checking in. And just like I'm talking to you, that's how clear his signal was coming right across the Atlantic from Portugal, Gary.
Oh, man. Well, when I was in the Navy Reserve, I'd spent months at the Azores. So you can imagine with the volcanic terrain that's there, if he had a spot with some elevation on top of that ocean, you know, clear shot, he's probably got the ears to beat the band. And I hear when the openings come up transatlantic, sometimes it goes one way, and somebody in Jersey might be hearing somebody from here really good, but then over there. But then when they come back, it may not be so great here, but somebody in Pennsylvania could be picking them up and then jump on.
WK2ARC for the K2IRT group. Yeah, well, that's the propagation. Matter of fact, I just got today's QST, and they were lamenting the fact about the sunspots. Where did they all go? Because they expected some of the band to start coming back, and it's not. Surprisingly, a lot of the sunspots disappeared. They weren't coming back on schedule. I guess they'll have to blame global warming on the sun next, but as I said, as time goes on, everything is in a cycle, and when the bands start picking up again, it'll be like talking to your next-door neighbor over the fence. So we'll be patient. I've been on ham radio for 37 years now, and I've seen it go and come and go and come, and good times will come back again, man. All right, let's go to the top of the list one last time here. Unless anyone else wants to join us, I'll pause for a second to see if anyone else would like to check in. This is the K2IRT group. Come on by. I got nothing else here, so let's give it up to Peter one more time. And then we'll go down the list and we'll close it up, and I'm going to head up to 160 meters. I've got my other group on right now, and you can hear them in the background. That guy you hear in the background is from Ohio. Doing pretty good. Good signal out there. Back to you, Peter. WB2SGT. WA2AG.
WA2AXGWB2SGT. If I could only use my Atlas 215X, my apartment, Virginia, I was thinking about what you were saying, and Art Street Yard is very interesting because it's at the East River entrance for the number 7 and railroad. We have this strange conversion of tracks for Atlantic Railroad, subway, Amtrak, NJT. I'll have to try and take a peg and post it.
Yeah, well, you can imagine what happened just about 100 years ago, because you had a conglomeration of Sunnyside Yard, of steam, you had the 11 kV catenary 25 cycle, you had the third rail. They had so many different power schemes in the railroads and so many odd gauges that they finally had to come together and put something in. Right now, Amtrak still has the 25 cycle catenary line. Long Island Railroad is still using the third rail, and it's pretty well standardized for now. So that's the way it's going to be for a while. I'm sure they have some Acela trains floating around out there. And I'm told those things can run at 25,000 or 50,000 volts. Don't know much about it, but down the road, when I have a chance, I'll do a little reading on it and find out what's out there. All right. Let's see. Andy cleared with us. Dennis cleared with us. We'll go to Tito one last time. KC2QOS, you got WA2AXZ and the K2RZ group.
KC2QOS, Tito, I'm going to stay with you also. Good conversation. Look forward to next week.
All right, Tito, it's great to hear from you. And if anyone's interested, you can check out the K2IRT on QRZ if you look up K2IRT. Or me, for that matter, WA2AXZ. We keep information about the various clubs and the activities that we do on the transit net. And also, we're talking about the 40-meter and the 160-meter groups that we have. If you go on the website, www.radchewers.net. Again, that's www.radchewers.net. You'll find me and a group of guys up there, and many of the activities from Dayton, Ohio, to special events, to just about everything that we do, picnics. And and we're getting ready to plan for next year, too. We're going to have a little fun there. All right, let's give it over to Kevin one time here, and to ICL, we have WA2ASZ and the K2IRT group.
Yes, WA2ASZ from N2ICL. It was just a couple of years ago when I don't know which cell phone company was planning on putting local cell antennas all along the Amtrak right away. And I don't know if that ever came to fruition. But, because possibly the areas that the tracks ran through might already be covered. But my outfit was talking about sending us to classes for safety to find out what to do when something might be coming through at 70 or so, or plus miles an hour.
Usually if something zooms along like that, you got to hold on for dear life. That's one of the things that we have in transit. We have a good training program for the contractors and everyone that has to be on the track. And they learn everything from flagging to all the safety procedures. But like everything else, you're down on the tracks doing work. You have to make sure you look out for number one. Because if there's ever a lapse in safety or a problem out there where somehow a flagger gets distracted, you're not going to stop. The human body can't stop tons and tons and tons of speeding metal, guys.
Yeah, that's definitely a very serious subject. A friend of mine who does cable, long-distance cable on the right-of-ways, said one time the guy who was supposed to be telling him when a train would be coming was sitting in the pickup truck and, like, dozing off. And sure enough, when they started jumping headlong into ditches, that was the end of that fellow's employment. N2ICL.
N2ICL, WA2AZ for the K2IRT group.
Well, like everything else, when you work on high voltage electricity like my group does in the power section, whether you're on the tracks changing insulators or putting in rails, you have to watch your back. You have to watch your back because, again, electricity doesn't forgive, and the slightest little mistake on the rail would probably be the last. So you got to watch out. You always have to watch out. All right, guys, listen, I appreciate everybody checking in tonight. Had a great time. Well, we always have a great time on K2IRT. We're going to be out in the Rockaway Sunday starting about 7 o'clock in the morning to be part of that HF contest, sweepstakes, whatever they decide to call it, on 40 meters and 80 meters. So if you guys have a chance to hear K2IRT in the background, check in and be part of the fun next Sunday there. Let me just drop the repeater out for a second.
WA2CDL Mobile.
Got Andy out there too, just checking in. WA2CDL, how doing?
All right, sorry I'm late. I just got back into the car. I've been running all over the place. But I didn't want to forget at least checking into the net. At least just to make an appearance, and then I'll let you go. I'll let you sign out. And that's about it. Just didn't forget.
All right, Andy. Well, you have a good one there. And, I was just talking to Kevin a few seconds ago, N2ICL. Kevin, Andy is the prime example. Andy's doing work in the subway. Installing antenna cables and the like for communication systems, fiber and the like. And he too had to go through all these safety classes. So it's something universal that's done on the railroads and the subways. You have to be safe. You have to be safe there. Again, I just want to thank the repeater owners and to R.R.W. Rich, Yell, and all the other good people that are out there for letting us use the repeater for tonight. We'll be back again next next Thursday, giving a rundown of how we did on the contest over the weekend. And we'll invite everybody back to have a chat with the K2IRT group. Just let the repeater do its thing there. And again, you got WA2AXZ. I'm going to spend a couple of minutes on 160 meters tonight. I got the guys up on 1872. They called me a couple of times, so I'll just pop in and give them my best wishes. And then it's time for me to hit the sack. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Wake-up calls are pretty rough, pretty rough. Again, guys, once again, thanks ever so much for checking in. You got WA2AXZ, the K2IRT group.